He serves Sonoma and Marin counties in Sacramento. Assemblyman Mark Levine is on the KSRO live line. Assemblyman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Larry. Glad to be here.
Very glad to have you. Also, let's talk about power lines and power poles first, if we can, Mark. And, of course, it's just been the last week or so that up for discussion. The idea of de-energizing those electric poles when an emergency happens, an emergency like what we experienced in October. Under what conditions might that happen, in your view?
We're trying to figure that out. It's important to bring regulators like the Public Utilities Commission into this, as well as investor-owned utilities like PG&E or Southern California Edison, and also municipal utilities, which are often forgotten in this conversation. Healdsburg has its own municipal utility,
yeah,
just like the city of Los Angeles or Sacramento, where San Francisco, for example, they've got power lines coming all the way from Hetch Hetchy. And so what can we learn from fires across the state, not just the ones that we had here in Sonoma,
yeah, all the way across the state,
Mendocino and Lake,
yeah,
to figure out, you know, what can we do differently and better, and is there a way in high wind events or other events that we should learn from to maybe take the risk away?
And what do you think it would be, the utility companies or the PUC that would be the ones to make the decision about whether to de-energize those poles or not?
It's hard to tell at this point. I don't want to say which one it should be as we're studying this, and I think through the legislative process we'll work with all stakeholders. We need accountability. That's one of the biggest problems that we've got. We also need to build trust into the system. And I think that through the legislative process we may be able to focus on where we can put that accountability that we so greatly need and are searching for.
Mark, you'll be happy to know that I investigated your Twitter feed and that FICO is not a dog, not a bot, but a real, actual person. Why should we care that there's all sorts of bots and undocumented accounts out there in social network? Isn't the internet supposed to be the wild, wild west?
It's kind of the mythology of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Technology is magic. We can be anyone we want to be online, even artificial intelligence-powered bots that aren't actually anybody. And it's something that most people don't really think about. And why should they? Most people aren't on Twitter. And Facebook is just for fun to catch up with your friends. But I think what we learned in the 2016 presidential election is that there are nefarious agents out there that are manipulating and trying to turn opinion. And it's not just the Russians. It's any special interest, corporate or otherwise, to kind of mold people's views. And
well,
we've seen that it has happened to quite negative effect.
And it seems, Mark, like the tech industry is sort of the part of the problem here and ought to be part of the solution, too.
Well, they'd like to say that they're here to do no harm, that they want to connect people with their friends. And the reality is they're in business to make money. And these bots drive traffic. They create revenue. And so they would prefer that government's heavy hand stays out of what they do. But like any business, like we're just talking about utilities, sometimes regulation is appropriate and can make sure that there is trust even in the social networks that have been created, which has really broken down, where we know about fake news that has been generated for any number of reasons. It's, again, not just the presidential election to distort reality.
Mark, you'll be happy to know, under further investigation, at your Twitter account, Kevin Fixler is not a bot. He's a real reporter and a follower of you on Twitter.
He's a great journalist with the Press Democrat.
He's not a bot.
Not a bot.
Not okay. A bot. Mark, what else should we be paying attention to that you're working on in Sacramento?
Well, I've been working and struggling on making sure that people are paid fair wages. And I introduced AB 1902 earlier this year that goes at the heart of what the wealthiest, most profitable corporations in history are paying their subcontractors. And there was a wonderful article in the New York Times last year about a janitor at Eastman Kodak in Rochester, New York in the 1980s. And then another one about a janitor at Apple in 2017. In the 1980s, the janitor was able to use her education benefits to improve her life and become ultimately the chief technology officer at Kodak. And the 2017 janitor at Apple made half the wages of the Rochester, New York 1980s janitor.
Wow.
Yeah, 30 years later, 37 years later. And there's no way she could afford to live anywhere close to work, to support her family, to plan for an economic future that had any security, to go back to school, to improve her career options in life. And so my bill 1902 says if you are valued, your company is valued at $1 billion or more, pre or post IPO, that you must pay a certain income level depending on the location of the job. So if it's in Silicon Valley and you're a janitor, you get paid more than, say, a janitor would be paid in Fresno. So you can afford to pay for the housing that you need.
And, well, I'll tell you what.
To support yourself.
You are not working on the small stuff. You've got some big nuts to crack there. And we look forward to hearing the updates on all of these issues and more. Assemblyman Levine, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, we'll talk to you next time. That is Assemblyman Mark Levine representing Sonoma and Marin counties in Sacramento.